Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, now we know where we get it from.
Exactly.
Where we get it from? Where you get it from?
Adam and Jackson, secret brothers.
If only.
Oh, I wish.
Then we could have an incestuous relationship.
Yay! And we wouldn't produce a mutant baby, because we're both boys.
Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, I got no womb.
We're probably both boys.
I don't have any womb anymore. I was born with a womb, but no insides. Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey.
Hi, you're Jackson Bailey.
I am. Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to Jackson Bailey Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey again.
Do that again, but do it exactly the same way.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey.
That's the best intro. You should intro every episode like that.
Hi, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Joel Dusha, standing in for Joel Zammit for this episode, or maybe forever.
Spooky.
That's a real big mouthful. How do you say that perfectly every time?
Practice. Good jeans.
And great jeans.
You are wearing some, like, oh, they're not jeans.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're not jeans, they're tights.
Yeah, they are black jeans.
All right.
Joel Dusha always does every podcast dressed like
black
Peter
jeans.
Pan.
I don't know why that confused me. Sorry.
Nothing.
I wear black jeans pretty much every time you see me, Adam. Do you have pants blindness?
I have a form of blindness.
Medically, they refer to it as blindness.
Anyway, today we're talking about the Dyatlov Pass incident. What the Dyatlov Pass incident is, or you heard of it?
It's aware.
Kind of a popular one. They made a couple of movies and a video game on it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Video game?
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of garbage, I've heard.
What's yeah, same. Kolat. Oh, Kolat. Sorry, yeah.
The basic idea of the Dyatlov Pass incident is that, and I'll give it to you as it's often reported, and then unlike other episodes where there's an element of doubt,
This
one is probably, chances are, been explained. So I'm going to present it to you. And I think this is a good example of knowing when you're beat. Remember in episode one, I was like, you got to learn when you're beat? This is learning when you're beat. So this is the story as it gets presented. During Soviet Russian times.
The 80s, I believe. 1980-something, I want to say.
Latter-day USSR. The decline of the USSR.
During the decline of the USSR, a group of hikers, young teenagers, they hiked through Dyatlov Pass in the Russian Kolat Mountains. I think that's why the game's called Kolat.
Makes sense.
And this is not impenetrable pass, but it is quite dangerous and quite difficult to get through. They leave at the start of the week and they don't come back at like the expected time. So a search party goes out to try and find them. What is discovered is an incredibly bizarre sight. So their tents they find their tents erected. They've been torn from the inside out. There is, I think one of the members of the Dyatlov Pass party is naked, I'm fairly sure. I think a couple of them are naked, and they have their extremities have been not removed, but sort of bitten off. Like that's right. One of them doesn't have a tongue. They also all show signs of blunt force trauma to their bodies, as though they've been hit by something or punched by something with an incredible amount of force. And then when the area was like tested and sort of autopsies was done, a high amount of radiation was discovered on all of the members of the party.
Ooh.
So what with
that
this?
Is spooky. Do you know this story, Disha?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
This is good to find. Oh, this is a good story.
So what do you think, knowing, and I might have given you already the explanation at some point in the past.
I just know what this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What Disha, do you think of you with that evidence, what do you think happened to the Delta Pass party?
A Hulk.
It makes so much sense.
That explains the blunt force trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It explains the radiation. Doesn't explain the tongue thing, but Hulk is known to just go
it
nuts.
It explains the no clothes.
Yeah.
Tents torn from the inside.
Somebody in the tent gets real pissed off, hulks out, kills everyone.
So, yeah, that's my explanation.
I think that's a bloody good explanation, to be honest.
Fuck, that's good.
It's even better than the genuine explanation.
If only.
So, I guess I'll just launch into it. This is a good example of when a story like this or a mystery like this gets kind of Chinese whispered.
Mm-hmm.
As it. So, there was never any radiation found.
Oh.
That's just something that was literally added by people telling the story later down the track.
It was that period of history. Everything was radiation.
Exactly. I think people saw that they could tell a good story here. They were like, well, here's
just threw in more mysteries. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a USSR military base nearby.
Mm.
So people were like, hey, that was one of the theories
How
suggested.
How cool would it be if radiation was involved?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? In fact, maybe before I explain it, I should go through the theories that people have presented.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do that.
So first of all, Russian military testing. So some kind of magic USSR Soviet bomb goes off that causes people to get naked and climb out of a tent, which is the greatest weapon of war there is.
Well, fun fact about that, the Get Smart movie has a nude bomb. So
that's the most recent one?
No. I'm talking about the Get Smart movie that's called Get Smart. The nude bomb. I'm pretty sure that's just the title of the movie.
Sick.
That's
it's like,
amazing.
Yeah, it's based on the original. Well, it's a continuation of the original TV series.
So, I mean, good evidence.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a
based
quick,
on the factual movie. From,
exactly.
I want to say 1970 something.
Yeah.
If I had to guess for that movie.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I have no internet. Oh, I do have internet down here.
Lucky boy.
Just connect to Jackson's Wi-Fi. The password is.
So, that's one theory. Of course, one that kind of falls apart once you think about it. The second theory is that there was in Russia, as in every country in the world, there is a large bipedal ape that people talk about, a Sasquatch equivalent. In Russia, it's known as the Yeren. I'm fairly sure.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's described pretty similarly, like, oh, it's a tall Sasquatch-like creature that roams around, looks like a big ape. And so the theory is, oh, he attacked the tent, he smacked them with blunt force trauma, and, like, you know, that was the blunt force trauma he was wrestling or whatever.
That's pretty good.
That, again,
doesn't explain the radiation, which explain, I know now is not true.
Exactly. But if you take it all as the whole mystery as it's told, then you're like, yeah, where'd the radiation come from? Also, doesn't explain the naked guy, I don't think, attacked by a giant ape man. You would be like, okay, yeah.
There'd be shredded clothes in that instance. Not
classic. Good. No, it's like one of the classic monster movie things. They're having sex, and that's when the monster chooses to attack.
He smells their delicious sex odor.
He smells the losing of virginity.
Fun fact for all those virgins at home, sex smells gross.
If you're unaware, sex, foul. Yeah, abstinence, like, all
porn,
right.
Porn does not prepare the you. Smell. Because, like, during sex, like, yeah, but then the moment you finish, you're like, open a window.
Yeah. Or you lay in your own funk. That's sometimes you grow a cut, like when you shit for too long.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even notice it.
It's a pleasant.
Sometimes you finish having sex, you go to the toilet, you come back, and you're like, oh, I did not notice upon completion, but now that I've had some time to reflect.
Yeah.
We stunk up this room.
That's
anyway,
sex.
That's just a little sex aside for everyone to hopefully turn you off it and turn you closer to God.
Jackson Bailey spooks you straight.
So another theory that's been suggested, and I think, yes?
Spook the gay away.
Spook the sex away.
Spook the bloody whorish teens. Anyway.
Get that anyway. Sexual desire and bury it.
Put it deep below until it comes out in interesting and frightening ways. So, another theory that's suggested is UFOs, aliens.
Mm, obvious, radiation.
Radiation, which I like that we just as a culture have been like, UFOs and radiation. Same thing.
Yep.
Like, we have no evidence to suggest that that's the case, but the moment you hear radiation, you start thinking of UFOs. And I suppose somehow, and what's interesting about all these explanations is that they, much like the whole Deltov Pass incident, feel like a lot of wouldn't it be neat.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, what if a UFO came? And then you're like, what? And tore a tent open and then made everyone get naked?
Well, I guess like when you look at like typical things, and because this story happened like just before the 90s, like UFOs were in pop culture already.
Mm. So, UFOs were hip. You're not wrong.
So like anal probing and like mind control kind of stuff. You can, I don't know, it's sort of...
Well, yeah, I guess you could... You
when
can
you
be
throw
like,
aliens in, you might as well be saying magic. Yeah, so...
But no, I kind of see... You could make it work. You could be like, a UFO appeared. So one of them inside the tent, he panicked, he climbed out.
through the wall. Or was, like, already naked, or got, like, beamed up, then beamed back down.
Naked, yeah, that's true. That's true. I suppose
like a reverse War of the Worlds or something.
Correct.
Also, there were reports at the time of light seen in the sky before they headed up by the local village that was close to the Deltov Pass. But as we'll discover...
Full of shit.
Bupkis. That's kind of largely it for people's suggested theories, which is interesting when you consider it's such an enigmatic, like, the overall story is so...
The theories, army test, an ape, or aliens.
Yeah, those
the
are...
The three A's.
Nobody even thought of a Hulk, which is the most reasonable explanation.
The three A's and a H. Which makes the sound you say when you see a Hulk. Knowing there's no radiation now.
Yeah.
What are you changing your guess to?
Yeah, no radiation, no Hulk.
Hulk again.
Hulk Banner.
Bruce Banner with a mallet. Just beat the shit out of some kids.
Well, yeah, without the radiation.
Without the radiation, it becomes a kind of almost a stranger story. You're like, why with... Because radiation implies that, like, a thing occurred.
Yeah, radiation is like...
I guess a fight could have started in the tent between two people.
Then how did the blunt force... It was like
I forget
blunt
how
force-
many teens there were.
I think there were five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that fight started in the tent between...
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I mean, someone who went through the tent wall and another, and the murder. Oh, wait, no, because they all died.
They're all dead.
They're all
so
dead.
It can't be any of them. Was there a sixth person they lured into their tent and was like, yeah, sweet, gonna get my fuck on, and then a fight. And then that explains a naked man and the hole in the tent.
Okay.
Maybe that was the...
What about the missing tongue?
Wait, why does the sex explain the hole in the tent?
No, 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 because that means that the person was in the tent and then
got pushed out. They weren't doing some Jewish stuff.
Oh, like a hole in a sheet?
Yes. No, no, no. I meant like...
Impromptu sex and...
The reason I'm trying to solve it this way is because, like, it was torn from the inside out. So, yeah, like, if the initial thing started inside the tent. So, I'm just going sex because it explains both the fact why they would be in the tent and also why someone's naked. Was the person who was missing the tongue the naked person?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, fuck.
And I think there might have been a couple of naked people.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think they were all naked, weren't they?
Potentially. And they might have all had a tongue, maybe an eye missing, something like that.
Some extremity.
Yeah, like the fleshy bits were done took.
The end bits of your body.
Yeah.
An ape.
The Yaren. He came in, he spooked them out of the tent, punched them in the gut, and took their eye and tongue.
Yeah.
A classic ape move. That's why they're protected. So here's what actually happened. And again, like...
What most definitely what this
is,
happened.
This is the suggested theory. And again, there are issues with it, and we'll get to them as well. But this is the largely accepted explanation for the Dyatlov Pass. So, there's a thing called... we'll go through them individually, the elements of it. First of all, there was no radiation.
Uh-huh.
That was added down the track.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Geiger counter on site when they were investigating, mm-hmm, but it just discovered the same amount of background radiation everywhere in the world has. Nothing notable. So, the nudity. So, there's a thing called paradoxical undressing, and it's this very strange phenomenon where when you get freezing cold, you don't know how much, like, what your temperature is. And so, a lot of people are like, I'm boiling hot.
And they take the clothes off. Fuck, yes!
Mm. And then they freeze to death and die.
Yeah, no, I know about that.
Heard of that, yeah.
There's this great case of this that's got a bit of mystery to it as well, but there was this car found on the side of the road up in, like, the colder states of America, and inside the car the only thing that was found was this naked man in, like, a fetal position underneath, like, you know where your feet go on the passenger side,
yeah,
of the car,
underneath the chair.
Like under the glove compartment.
Oh, under the glove compartment. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like just huddled down there naked because they'd crashed the car, clearly, and he'd gotten so cold that he thought he was boiling hot and just got naked and huddled down. What a champ. The mystery there is that they don't know where the driver went because he wasn't driving. I think it was his wife's car. Anyway, so that explains the nudity. The blunt force trauma, the explanation generally given then, is an avalanche. So everybody was caught in an avalanche that tore the tent from the inside, that smacked them good in the chest and the ribs. They get bruised, they tumble. They land. They maybe, so, like, I guess the scenario is temperature drops rapidly, which it's known to do in the colder, you know, parts of the world. Paradoxical undressing happens. Everybody's like, we're cooking. Get naked.
So hot.
Everybody gets naked. It's like, oh, shit. Then an avalanche hits, knocks them flat on their, you know, their backs. And then their extremities, the explanation for the missing tongue, the missing eye. And this is, so you might have heard of, you know, cattle mutilation. So there's this thing that...
From, like, ravens.
What?
Yeah, no, because, like, crows and that have been known to, like, pick at the... I thought that's what you were talking about, but no.
That is a thing. That is a thing. Ravens do pick at the eyes and stuff, but it's sort of in a similar vein, but it's a bit more specific. So cattle mutilation is this thing that's often associated with, like, UFOs and alien abduction and stuff. And the idea is, like... Oh, a cow gets, like, a farmer finds a dead cow in his field and it's missing its eyes, its tongue, and its genitals, and it seems like it's been surgically cut out. Must have been aliens. What are they mutilating cattle for? In fact, when an animal, like, smaller, the fuck do you call them? Not a scavenger. Like a hyena. Carrion eaters.
Yeah, carrion eaters.
When smaller carrion eaters and when, like, bugs and stuff are eating an animal that's recently died, what they go for is the fleshy bits because they're the easiest bits to get to. And that's just your junk, your tongues, and your eyes. Sorry, people. Those are the bits that go first.
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened there. They die. A fucking beaver comes along.
He's like, yeah, sick. I'm going to eat some dick.
Pulls their dick and tongue off. So that's the generally accepted theory.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Am I missing anything, Adam?
It was just like a lot of bad things that happened in very short succession.
No, from memory, that's about it.
That's weird that they didn't know an avalanche happened.
Well, that's why I was like, there are, I guess, some issues with it. You're like, well, surely if an avalanche happened, it would, one, cover them, or two, it would place their site a lot lower than where they originally were, but I guess we don't know where exactly they were going to stay.
I want to say I remember hearing like a story someone told where they're like, when you get hit by an avalanche, you don't usually get buried. Avalanches, well, sorry, I mean, there are specific types of avalanches that can occur where you don't usually get buried because it's just like a, it's a surface thing. It's not a very deep thing. So it just knocks you and it throws you essentially down the mountain.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
But then like, you would think that the people in the campsite would have gotten thrown down the mountain. They would have been right near their own campsite.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because they were like found...
I thought you were saying, like, why weren't they covered?
No.
Well, I was thinking that too, but that's a good reason.
Maybe the avalanche happened first.
Avalanche knocks them, but I'm fairly sure they were found near their tents.
Yeah, but, like, they have their equipment. They're hiking. Avalanche hits them first. They're like, shit,
internal bleeding, heaps of blunt force trauma.
Let's set up a tent here or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's hunker down and let's freeze to death.
Let's
hunker down, freeze to death, and wait for it all to blow over.
You could see how a bunch of people who have been wounded pretty badly by being caught in an avalanche are like, oh, it's getting super cold. Oh, no, it's actually super hot. Oh, yeah. You know, we've
time to get naked.
All that brain damage.
Yeah.
Potentially. Another thing, another little tiny chink in the armor of that theory, especially about the tongue and the eye, is that I don't really know what little carrion eaters there are in the Delta of Pass Mountains. You would think it would be too cold.
Foxes, maybe, or something like that?
Ravens?
You get snow foxes.
Mountain lions?
Mountain ravens?
Mountain ravens?
Or snow foxes?
Yeah, that's true. No, it could
or
be snow foxes. That's
even?
A good point.
Well, wolves are probably...
I don't think... Well,
a wolf will take a body, I guess.
Is a wolf a carrion... I mean, a fox a carrion eater?
I think if a wolf gets hungry enough, it'll eat anything.
But would it just go for the tongue and the eyes and be like,
yeah,
I'm
that's
full.
What I was just saying. Like, actually, maybe a wolf would take the body.
No, but yeah, a fox probably wouldn't.
Yeah, but I feel like a fox probably wouldn't just go for the eyes. And, yeah.
No, a fox probably would go
for the eyes. Oh, you reckon?
Because foxes are always... People always think foxes... I think because everyone
such
they imagine
little animals.
No, it's kind of the opposite. They either think
yeah,
cute
I know
little animals, or they're like everyone's
think.
Like it's like a wolf, but it's not really. Like foxes are quite small.
That's true. Yeah, they're little. Yeah, they're quite little. I suppose they could be eating the eyeballs of the poor Delta Pass party. I think the other issue is that it just seems like a lot of really unfortunate things happening at once. But I guess that does happen, and it's a better explanation than a Bigfoot.
But a worse explanation than a Hulk.
Yeah, a Hulk is pretty much perfect.
That would have been amazing.
But it's hard to come up with, you know, I mean, as sound as that theory is, it's hard to come up with another reasonable theory as to what could have caused
nothing
it.
Nothing as reasonable.
Nothing as reasonable.
Other than a military
However,
naked bomb.
Yes. Well, yeah, other than a naked
the
bomb.
The movie was called The Nude Bomb. It didn't even have Get Smart in its title, and it came out in 1980, but it was a Get Smart sequel.
Did it have the same actors?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Maxwell Smart was in retirement and then came out of retirement.
Do you think the naked bomb was life bomb. Imitating art or art imitating life? Is my question.
Do you reckon they heard of the Delta Pass incident?
Do you reckon the Delta Pass incident heard
like
of
1980,
them?
1980. Oh, okay. So not the 80s. It came out in 1980. So
that
the
came
movie
out.
Came first.
It, was, it would so be art imitating life.
Yeah,
then.
yeah.
good. Oh, that's good.
What can we think of anything else that would kind of explain what happened? Because the avalanche doesn't seem that sound now that we're talking about it more.
Yeah. No, like...
What if they just fell? Took some tumbles.
All of them?
If you're tied to another person when you're hiking or climbing
a
mountain
that's true. That's true. I suppose they could have all been hit at once, tumbled back.
It could have been an avalanche, and then I reckon the avalanche makes sense, but the avalanche had to happen first and just fuck them up. But they were all dying from wounds.
They were all dying anyway, I suppose. Yeah. And I suppose the thing with like a lot of it is that much like the radiation side of things and the light seen in the town earlier, which also was like on that... was not documented. Nobody upon like further research could discover who in town said that and why. but yeah, so like there's like so many inconsistent things and like elements of the story and evidence that has been brought in later that you're like, I don't even know if the tongue thing is real, to be perfectly honest with you. I only know that because that's what I've read and there's a good chance that that part was added later as well to add to some mystery. Of the Delta Pass whole incident. You can actually find online a photo of the group of people that went up. It's
really?
Worth looking at, yeah.
The Vic, like as in like
post? Pre. I think you can see post their tent, but the trip up. They're just like a group of happy campers.
Not happy for very long.
Not happy for very long because they ate shit and died.
By a Hulk.
By
and
a
that's
Hulk.
Fucked.
But yeah, I think that's a good example of like why it's
snow hulks.
I'm still laughing at ancient and died. Anyway, carry on.
I think that's a good example of where you will read something and be like, man, but then once you have a look into it, it's you learn the truth.
You realize you're just
as disappointing and un-Hulk-like as the truth may be.
You realize you're just at one end of a long line of Chinese whispers.
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
A less offensive term for that. Yes. Telephone, I think, is another way.
Saying a long end of telephone just sounds confusing.
Long end of a game of telephone.
Let's just say sneaky whispers from now on. Or is that offensive?
Hard to say.
Offensive to who?
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
If you have an alternate name for Chinese whispers, please tweet it at goddamn salmon. If you have a mystery you'd like us to solve,
email us at sanspantsradio@gmail.com.
That's what we do. We're not talking like a grand mystery. We're talking like Scooby-Doo stuff. If you're like, man, people have seen a gator man around the old farm, we're on our way.
Or tweet us at SansFans Radio, or tweet us individually. I'm at Juice13.
I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
All right. Get spooked, America. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you wish your brain could be worse? The very idea of ideas hurts you? Well, we've got great news. For just under $7 a month, you can get access to the Bad Brain Boys Plus over on Apple Podcasts and never have to be clever again. Just head to apple.co/badbrainboys for your one-stop shop to smooth brain bliss, uninterrupted listening, and a heap of bonus content that'll give you ample opportunity to get actively stupider. That's apple.co/badbrainboys and start your free trial today.